Is former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson too moderate to win a GOP primary for the state's U.S. Senate seat that is up for grabs next year? Why is he being criticized in negative ads from the conservative group Club for Growth before he officially announces a run for the seat being vacated by Democrat Herb Kohl? And who else is getting in line for a run for U.S. Senate? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, September the 5th, Labor Day. And we will talk about all the interest in this job opening in Wisconsin next year, and we will welcome your questions and views for our guest political analyst at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Who do you want to run for U.S. Senate? Who do you want to replace Democrat Herb Kohl? Our guest is Mort Cypress, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time no talk to. Good to have you back on the program.
Glad to be here.
So, what is this? What is going on here with Tommy Thompson saying he's going to run? At least he's formed a campaign committee, and it's likely he's going to announce that he's going to run. And he's already getting slammed with negative advertising from the National Club for Growth organization.
To put it in some context, a couple of Newman's staff people from his days in Congress are a part of that Club for Growth. And we may be seeing some of that loyalty to Newman reflected in those ads. It also tells us a little bit about how the at least a part of the Republican Party has shifted. It has become more conservative than it was when Tommy Thompson was governor, and it has become a party that is less enamored of compromise, that seems to possibly be benefiting Newman. We've assumed that Thompson would be an easy win in a Republican primary, but if there's going to be an intensive attack from the right against Thompson, and given who gets most enthusiastic about voting in primary elections, it may be a lot closer than we think right now.
Might the criticism from the right discourage Tommy Thompson from actually running?
I think he would have to make a U-turn right now to not run. He's building campaign support and checking out possibilities of fundraising. He's doing everything that a candidate does other than announce. So I think that he's made his decision. He just hasn't announced it yet. Something would have to happen to really scare him off in the next few weeks for him not to run.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Newman has officially announced last week that he is a candidate for U.S. Senate. Mark Newman is got to be considered one of the front runners too.
At this moment, if one looks at the less than fully reliable polls that are around, Newman is running in second place to Thompson. So we can talk about one front runner at this point. And in terms of name recognition, that's certainly Tommy Thompson. And polls that are taken now, this far ahead of the election, generally reflect name recognition more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And Newman and Thompson aren't the only Republicans interested in this job. We talked to on this program last week State Senator Frank Lissay, who's all but in it, just I guess waiting for waiting until the right time. And State Senator Ted Kanivas is also interested in making a run. We've heard that State Representative Jeff Fitzgerald wants to run. And who else? Is that it?
That's it at the moment. Open seats, of course, can create a lot of activity as we start getting closer to the primary. But at this point, you've named them, and that's a substantial group already. I would think at this point, the more people identified with the very conservative wing of the Republican Party who run, the more likely that Tommy Thompson will win the primary, because the people on the right would split up their vote, leaving Thompson an easier path to the nomination.
Yeah, I guess I didn't look at it that way, too. Now, are all of these other candidates, Newman, Lassay, Canevas, and Fitzgerald, all much farther to the right of Tommy Thompson?
It appears so. Mm-hmm. If one looks at Thompson's record as governor, it was a conservative record, but it had areas of compromise, areas of work with Democrats, even including Democrats in his administrations. It's the kind of thing that could get the current right wing of the Republican Party more upset. Newman seems to be trying to take advantage of that. He not only has those ads running against Thompson, not that Newman himself is running them, but they're benefiting Newman. At the same time, the Club for Growth has actually endorsed Newman already.
Mm-hmm. Well, a co-founder of the Racine Tea Party, Laura Halberstadt, is quoted in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article on the U.S. Senate race, saying that she would prefer that somebody like Fitzgerald or a Canevas or a Lassay would run rather than the old guard of Newman or Thompson. So maybe the Tea Party wants somebody else.
That's one person in the Tea Party, Newman is clearly playing to the Tea Party. Thompson, in some of the statements he's made recently, is also playing in that direction, insisting that he has a very conservative record. The Tea Party would have to really throw its resources behind a particular candidate in order to win the primary. I'm not saying they won't do that, but Newman may be someone who will be attractive to them.
So is there a chance that we might still see a previously unknown candidate like Ron Johnson was before he was elected enter into the fray?
Well, if anyone has the personal wealth to do what Ron Johnson did, that's Newman. Newman's a wealthy man. He put in a sizable amount of his own money in his unsuccessful bid for governor in 2010. It's possible that some other wealthy person will come along, but it doesn't seem likely at this point.
Now, there are, you know, a handful of GOP candidates or potential candidates here. And on the Democratic side, not so much?
Well, there's three people being mentioned, two of them currently in the U.S. House of Representatives and a former member of Congress. You have Tammy Baldwin, who has all but announced that she's running. It looks very likely that she'll be a candidate. Ron Kind from the 3rd Congressional District is at least considering it. And former Congressman Kagan from the 8th District is talking about possibly running. So there are three Democrats with congressional experience who possibly can run. The one who probably would have easily gotten the nomination said he won't run, and that's Russ Feingold. He has announced that he's not going to run for any office in 2012.
We're talking with Mort Cyprys. He is an emeritus professor of political science at UW-Eau Claire. We're talking about the race for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate seat. Last week, we saw a lot of news regarding this race, including former Congressman Mark Newman entering into it officially. And we're still seeing ads from the Club for Growth criticizing former Governor Tommy Thompson as being too liberal for the job. And we're wondering what you think about this race. Who do you want to see replace U.S. Senator Herb Kohl? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny today. High temperatures only in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight. Patchy frost possible in the northeast, with low temperatures in the low 30s in the north into the 40s elsewhere. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs will be in the low 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 20 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, September the 5th. Coming up as our state capitol report continues after the news after 7:30, I'll talk with a guest about the new balance of power in school districts in Wisconsin as contracts are running out and new teacher handbooks are being put into place without the collective bargaining laws of the past. That's coming up after 7:30 this morning in our state capitol report. Right now, we are taking a look at all the candidates that are lining up to replace U.S. Senator Herb Kohl, who says he will not seek another term. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions about the field of Republican and Democratic candidates who would like to replace Senator Herb Kohl. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Mort Cyprys, who is Emeritus Professor of Political Science at UW-Eau Claire. And our first caller is Nate in Milwaukee. Hello, Nate.
Hi. I'm probably going to be voting for Tammy Baldwin at this point, it looks like, for the U.S. Senate. And one of the big reasons is environmentally. The libertarian guy who was just on before had said carbon dioxide was just a natural thing, but I think there's a very good argument for the EPA to regulate it because CO2 is related to global warming, which is related to bad things like droughts, floods, worse hurricanes, and there are things that humans do that, yes, they involve natural chemicals, but they upset the balance of them. And, I mean, mercury is...
All right, Nate, it sounds like Nate wants to talk about global warming, but that's an important issue for him, and he thinks Tammy Baldwin would have the record that would match his beliefs on this issue, Professor Cyprys?
I think you'll find a contrast between any of the Democratic candidates and any of the Republican candidates. The Republicans tend to be emphasizing that environmental regulation is over-regulation. Democrats tend to support the need for a government role in the environment. And you'll find that kind of difference between the parties. I don't think you'll find big differences among the Democratic candidates comparing to each other or among the Republican candidates comparing to each other.
Mm-hmm. Tammy Baldwin is pretty much in this race, at least it sounds like she will definitely announce. Ron Kind, I have to admit I heard his name mentioned as a possible contender just a week or two ago for the first time. Is he serious about running for this?
I think he's serious at looking at it. I don't think he's decided whether he will or not. And he has to decide, first of all, does he want to give up the House seat that he has? He won by a somewhat narrower margin than he usually wins by in the 2010 elections. and that might give him some pause before he jumps into a Senate race. I think he is giving it serious consideration. I wouldn't dismiss the possibility of his even looking at running for governor if, in fact, the recall campaign against Governor Walker secures enough signatures. He could run for that without giving up his seat in the House.
I know that he has been interested in that governor's job in the past.
Yes.
Yeah. And as for former Congressman Steve Kagan from Appleton, he was defeated by a Tea Party Republican, Reid Ribble, just last election, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And he his victories, his two victories in the 8th District were very close. It's always been a very competitive area. It's a little bit tougher to run for an office after you've been defeated in one you've held for several years. That's also a problem that Mark Newman has in this election. He was defeated by Russ Feingold in a Senate race a number of years ago. And then he was defeated in the primary for governor last year. So those defeats tend to throw a bit of a clinker into campaigns. Obviously, Newman's moving ahead anyway, despite that. People in his party will raise questions about his winnability, given his track record.
Our next caller, thank you very much, Nate, for the call. Getting back to Nate's initial point, though, pretty much all of these Democrats would favor the types of environmental policies that that Nate would favor, right?
I think that's true. Mm. I would add that in Wisconsin, if you come out as anti-environment, you're in trouble no matter which party you're from. This is a state that has been one of the stronger pro-environmental states in the country, and our elected officials have usually reflected that.
Kay in Janesville is with us. Hello, Kay.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say I am a speech pathologist. I work in the public schools, and I do work medically also. And the candidates whom I would want would be someone who shows an active, very active, communicative stance, as Governor Walker and the legislature in Wisconsin have not demonstrated. I am just in awe that they can basically diss American or even Wisconsinites and go their own way and not actively listen, not actively participate in open dialogue. I've just been so upset with our own state that I just would like a candidate who listens to the people, who understands where they're coming from, and who shows some concern, as opposed to just a flat affect that we have as a governor. Sorry.
Well, that aside, Professor Cypress, she wants somebody who's going to listen to the people. Your thoughts?
Well, every candidate running for a major office insists that he or she is listening to the people. One has to ask the question, which part of the public are they listening to?
And that's what I mean, because we really are. We're divided, a divided people in the state of Wisconsin, aren't we? We're polarized ideologically.
We are polarized ideologically and have become even more so in recent years.
Yeah. So, what does that say for? I don't know. I mean, I know it's early, but what does that say in terms of whether a Dem or a Republican is going to take this seat?
It doesn't tell us much in terms of the party. The Republicans obviously had enormous success in 2010. They ran into some problems in 2011 in the recall elections. Incumbents don't usually get recalled and removed from office, and Two of the six Republicans who were recalled this time were, in fact, removed from office. That alone is historic. Does it mean the parties are shifting again? We don't know for certain, but it raises the suggestion that that we're again going into a new balancing period between the parties. And that will leave what happens in the Senate race pretty much open. We can't be sure of what's going to happen. Right now, the measures that are out there are for name recognition rather than firm public choices on who they want for the U.S. Senate. Most Wisconsinites are not even thinking about the U.S. Senate election at this point. We are, after all, almost 12 months ahead, 11 and a half months ahead of the primary that will be held, and that's a lot of time just for the primary, and then the general election is 4 months later.
Right, and we have just a minute to go. Tommy Thompson's popularity as the longest-serving governor in the state of Wisconsin is going to help him or not?
10 years out of the spotlight is a long time, and whether he can regain the popularity he had as governor remains to be seen. That's obviously what he's banking on, and he's bringing campaign people in who are experienced, and we'll see whether or not he can generate some new kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And whether he will or not, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows at this point.
Right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about this again in the future. We thought, though, we would touch base now since people are beginning to announce. Thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Mort Zypris, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at UW-Eau Claire. Stay with us. Our state capitol report continues after this news from NPR.